Let's pray. Heavenly Father, be with us this day. Guide our thoughts, guide our deeds, guide our every motion that we make today so that we would be with you and be a part of you. We thank you so much for all of the guidance that you give to us. Keep us ever focused on you. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray. Amen. In Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." Then we go on into John 14, 1 through 6. From the Amplified Bible, it says, "Do not let your heart be troubled, afraid, cowardly. Believe confidently in God and trust in him. Have faith, hold on to it. Rely on it, keep going, and believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, because I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again, and I will make you, or take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. And to the place where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him then, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, in the Amplified again, "I am the only way to God, and I am the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me." I like the way the Amplified emphasizes that I am the only way, and I am the real truth, and I am the real life. That's kind of nice how that's emphasized. Well, as many of you know, Sherry and I got rid of our old house way back this spring with the help of the local fire department. And now we're starting to make our move into the new home. It's getting close to completion, so we're slowly moving into it. And yes, we built the new house in exactly the same spot as the old house. Seems kind of odd to some people, but we like that location. We like the way it sits, so we built it in that same spot. Well, getting prepared for this home has been somewhat of a stressful time, as Sherry might attest to, but it hasn't been unbearable, but it has required extreme patience, concentration, and attention to details to get things right. To give a brief description of some of the things we went into, the house was planned to be burned on April 29th. So we moved out on April 20th, give plenty of time to clean it out and get the things we wanted to save out of there. The burn didn't happen for two more weeks. It was May 9th before it burned. So already we're starting to go, oh my, what's happening here? Things are getting delayed and dragged out. Well, it got done, finally got burnt down. And then it was clean up the rubble. So the contractor came and started clearing the rubble out. And I swear, they hunted for every rock in every field for the last 50 miles around, and they brought it in there for a landfill before they built that old house. There was more rocks like this. It wasn't little rocks. It was big, huge rocks, monster rocks. Well, we got to get rid of them to put the new foundation down. We can't have them rocks laying around, and underneath, they create voids. So a lot more hauling and pulling and digging and stuff to get that cleared out. So we were planning forward, and the contractor was kind of dragging his feet, and I said, "Well, why aren't you hurrying with the foundation?" He said, "Well, your house doesn't come till August 1st. I said, no, it was originally planned for June 15th. No, it's August 1st. Well, there was a mistake in the factory, and we bought a prefab, and the factory made a mistake on it. So it wasn't coming until 1st of August. But we did get it moved up to the 15th of July. So that was part of a dilemma. But in a way, a dilemma can be a blessing, because had it come on June 15th, there's no way we'd be ready, because it rained, and then it rained, and then some rain came, and then it rained. So it was mud and wet and sloppy and ugly, and there was no way that the site was going to be ready. So more stress. You know, timing wasn't working, the rain wasn't cooperating, nothing was going well for us, it seemed like. But finally, July 15th, the house did get set, and things went well. Did we try to get things to happen in sequence? Yeah, we sure did. Sherry can attest to that too. Things have not gone in the sequence that we assumed, but it's working, and it's just about this far from completion right now, so it's nice. But I tell you that story because it reminds me that our struggles that we experienced are very much like our daily struggles for our goal. And our goal is to stay close to God. We want to stay close to Christ. We want to follow Christ. And our ultimate goal then is we want to go to our new home in heaven. Similar to what we were hunting for, we were gaining forwards, we want to get to the new home. So our new home in heaven is what we're aiming for in our Christian walk. In 1 Thessalonians 1:16, it says, "For the Lord himself shall descend upon from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Well, that sounds wonderful. When he comes back, there's going to be a big announcement, isn't it? Well, then verse 17 says, "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so will we shall ever be with the Lord." Catch that? We'll ever be with the Lord. So what's our new address at that point? First Avenue, heaven. That's where we're going to be. As Jesus said in the earlier passage, he will prepare a place for us. Now this passage that we just read now says we will ever be with him. So the prepared place is our eternal home in heaven. Or could it possibly be the other way? John 14:23 says, Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and he will come to them and make our home with them." So once again, in the Word it says that he's going to be with us and help us make our home with him. So we need to make the proper address changes while we're here on earth, don't we? The proper planning, the proper sequencing, scheduling. Get things aligned the way we want to have it lined up because we want to aim toward that heavenly home, don't we? It's very simple. On this earth, you know, Sherry and I could have had multiple choices as to where to live when we decided to get rid of our old home. There's all kinds of homes for sale. There's lots for sale. There's homes you could buy in different places and things like that. But here in our earthly, or our Christian walk here on earth, is we have two choices and that's it. Heaven or hell. That's the only two options we've got. We don't have an in-between. We don't have a purgatory. We don't have a maybe of any kind. It's heaven or hell. But for a few simple reasons, I would choose heaven. First of all, there's going to be streets of gold. There's going to be walls of jasper. There's going to be gates of pearl. There's an ever-flowing river of life. There's a mansion waiting. But you know what's the best of all? We get to fellowship with God, fellowship with Jesus, and all the saints, and all of our family that went before us, all of our friends that were there before us. We're going to be worshiping. We're going to be serving God. We're going to be ruling. We're going to be eating. We'll have the rest of our lives to enjoy him, serve him, and grow. The alternative place doesn't sound quite so appealing, does it? Everything we read about that is not so appealing. It's not some place that we would say, well, let's bring our family along and let's go to hell. No, that's not a good option at all. No. So everything we study in the Bible says that heaven is a wonderful place. It's a good place. Everything is awesome. Everything we study in the Bible about hell is not good. So really, it's not really a choice, is it? I mean, there's only one direction we really want to go, and there's only one way to get there. Jesus said, "I am the way." So it seems like a very simple choice. Now, like we said earlier, we already said we make this decision while we're here on earth. Now, in our early first part of the reading here, in verse 3, it says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." So you see, through that verse there, it says the Lord even wants us to be with him. He's asking us to come and be with him in heaven. He said, "I'll go and prepare a place for you." Not for him, not for them, not for somebody else. It's for you. He's got a place for you. That means a place of residence built by the world's most famous master carpenter. Could there be anything built better? I doubt it. First of all, Jesus came down from heaven, right? That's a given, right? Then he went back to the Father in heaven. Yeah, that's correct. In Acts 1:10, it says, "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood with him in white apparel." Here the word verifies that Christ went back up to the Father in heaven. Then we move on to verse 11, and it says, the angels talk. "You men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven shall come back in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Well, plainly, the word tells us that he's gone back to heaven, and he also is going to return. He's preparing a place for the righteous. That's us. And he clearly tells us that in my Father's house are many mansions. So this tells us that heaven is a prepared place. It's prepared for those who will accept Jesus into their hearts here on this earth. So we see it's a prepared place, prepared by Jesus himself. Jesus is preparing it himself. And he didn't say, "I'm going to go to heaven and have my crew help me build a place for you." He said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you." So hand-built by Jesus, he's going to have a home for us. That's quite an honor. He didn't say he's going to call somebody and see if they'll do it for him. He's going to do it. And he said it's already big enough for any of us that want to go there. Anybody who chooses him gets to go. So it's big enough for all these people. He's prepared it beautiful. And he'll make it our final home. You know, when we have company coming over, they call and say they're coming over. Don't we go and kind of spruce up the house and clean it up a little bit and maybe get a little food out or something like that? We get things all ready for when visitors are coming. Well, that's what Jesus is doing. He said, "I go and prepare a place for you." He's in preparation of our arrival. He's going to be all prepared for when we arrive at our new home. Not to diminish, you know, that our thrill of just getting to go there, but imagine the excitement by him and the angels upon our arrival. We'll hear words like, "We've been waiting for your arrival. We have it ready for you. Your place is ready." Amen.